From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After weeks of speculation that the unemployment rate would go up, the Labor Department reported today that in July, the rate had actually dropped slightly to 9.4%. President Obama says it's a good sign, but he warned people that recovery will take time.
We have a lot further to go. As far as I'm concerned, we will not have a true recovery as long as we're losing jobs, and we won't rest until every American that is looking for work can find a job.
Last month, the economy lost 274,000 jobs, fewer than any other time this year. Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez has formally announced he is resigning more than a year before his term was due to end. Earlier, he notified his staff that he would not be returning after the August recess. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The announcement came as a surprise even to Republican insiders. Martinez's term runs through next year, and he said in the past that he intended to stay until the end. The sudden vacancy is especially relevant to Florida Governor Charlie Crist, a Republican who's running for Martinez's Senate seat. Although he could appoint himself to fill the position, he says he won't do so. Crist has a commanding edge both in polls and fundraising over his conservative opponent in the Republican primary, former State House Speaker Marco Rubio. The leading Democrat running for Martinez's seat is Florida Congressman Kendrick Meek. In a letter to friends and supporters, Martinez said he would stay on as senator until a successor is named, and that, quote, after nearly 12 years of public service in Florida and Washington, it's time I return to Florida and my family. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Pakistani officials say they are increasingly confident that the leader of Pakistan's Taliban militia was killed this week by a CIA missile strike. U.S. officials say there's reason to believe that Baitullah Masood is dead, but they're still awaiting confirmation. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The missile strike came on Wednesday on the home of Baitullah Masood's father-in-law in a village in South Waziristan. That's one of Pakistan's seven tribal agencies along the border with Afghanistan. Masood's death would mark a major coup for Pakistan, where he's carried out a host of terrorist attacks. Masood has also expressed a desire to hit targets in the U.S., although there's skepticism about his group's ability to strike so far from home. U.S. officials say that without physical evidence, such as DNA tests, they can't be 100% certain Masood is dead. Still, there are reports today that Taliban leaders are gathering in Pakistan's tribal areas to discuss succession, which of Baitullah Masood's deputies might replace him. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Consumers cut their debt for a fifth straight month in June. The Federal Reserve says that people's outstanding consumer debt had dropped nearly 5%. To $2.5 trillion in June, more than analysts had expected. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 114 points at 93.70. This is NPR News. As children get ready to go back to school, the government has issued recommendations to local school districts for how to deal with the new H1N1 swine flu virus. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports.
The federal government has spent much of the last few months working on the recommendations. Knowing now that the new flu is pretty much like seasonal flu, the government says that schools don't necessarily need to close when the first cases appear. But sick parents and staff should remain home until their fevers have been gone for 24 hours. When people get sick at school, there should be an isolation room for them to go to until they can be sent home. Hand hygiene and respiratory etiquette, coughing into your elbow, should be emphasized in schools. If the virus starts causing more severe illnesses, schools should actively screen students and staff, keep students home if anyone in their family is sick, and keep kids apart by canceling assemblies and leaving more space between desks. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Ethics Committee has cleared Senators Chris Dodd of Connecticut and Kent Conrad of North Dakota of allegations they had broken rules by accepting VIP mortgage deals. The panel says the men should have been more careful about perception. The senators maintain they didn't know they were getting special deals on mortgages. President Obama is expected to take a work vacation when he heads west next week. The White House says the president's taking his family to national parks meant to encourage more people to do the same. However, the president is also expected to talk up his plans to overhaul health care at town hall-style meetings next week. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.